With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says he and President-elect Donald Trump back Pete Hegseth.
Pete Hegseth is going to get his appearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, not a sham hearing before the American media. We believe that Pete Hegseth is the right guy to lead the Department of Defense. That's why President Trump nominated him. We're not abandoning this nomination.
Vance says he believes Hegseth will be confirmed.
All I'm asking is that people actually allow the Senate process to work. We do not determine important government officials based on anonymous sourcing from the American media. We determine who our officials are through the nomination process, the advice and consent process of the United States Senate. That's how it should happen, and that's how the president's nominees are going to work through this process.
Also at SRNnews.com, the search continues for the man suspected of killing an insurance executive in New York City.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney tells CNN video shows the gunman left the scene on a bicycle Wednesday morning. He later ditched the bike.
And then from there, we have him in a taxi cab, and the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway.
There is a bus terminal there.
We have video of him entering the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't have any video of him exiting, so we believe he may have gotten on a bus.
The terminal offers service to cities like Boston and Washington, D.C. The reason for the killing remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
The trial for Daniel Penny continues in New York, but the judge has dismissed the top charge of manslaughter at the request of prosecutors. Beginning Monday, the jury to consider a lesser count criminally negligent homicide in the death of Jordan Neely, who Penny held in a choke on the subway in 2023. A federal appeals court panel has upheld a law that could lead to a ban on TikTok, handing a resounding defeat to the popular social media platform as it fights for its survival in this country. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Biden administration has been targeting Christian schools.
According to a new report from the American Principles Project, religious colleges and universities enroll just 10% of the nation's students. And yet 70% of the penalties that the Department of Education doled out for violations were applied to Christian schools. The study also reveals that while secular colleges and universities were fined about $250,000 on average, Christian institutions were fined more than $800,000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers have released findings from a two-month experiment with such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on Scripture. Critics say there's no substitute for an actual relationship with Christ and that an AI program can hardly have the mastery of Scripture. This is SRN News. The oldest known wild bird in the world has laid an egg at the age of 74.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says a long-winged seabird named Wisdom has returned to Midway National Wildlife Refuge in the Pacific and laid what may be egg number 60. Wisdom is a Leishan albatross, and officials say they have a typical lifespan of about 68 years. Wisdom was first banded as an adult in 1956 and has raised as many as 30 chicks. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal judge has rejected a deal that would have led Boeing to plead guilty to a felony conspiracy charge and pay a fine for misleading U.S. regulators about the 737 MAX jetliner before two of the planes crashed and 346 people died. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor's ruling creates uncertainty around the prosecution. This is SRN News.